Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. I mentioned his website last time, meyergroup.com, but it's GRP. MeyerGRP, the abbreviation for group, meyergrp.com. They can find your books there, Peter, and your writing, your articles, your essays, all those are right there too, right?
Yes, and thank you very much for that.
Well, folks, you need to, when I talked, I've mentioned in the previous half hour when I talked about become a little more, kind of don't shy away from becoming a little more professional, a little more sophisticated, and as a CEO of your company. When I talked about that, I was talking about getting to know people like Peter Meyer, because he'll step your game up a little bit, and I promise you, if you'll do that, if you'll follow Peter, you're not only going to become a little more sophisticated in a good way, in an easy way, but you'll thank me later. Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about value pricing, folks, and the essence of today's discussion is, what does the customer think is value? What do they value when they think of you, your products, whatever you deliver, the relationship, the overall connection with you from Alpha to Omega? When they think of the whole package, how do they ascribe value to that? Do they think you are a good value? And that whole value proposition is as old as markets, isn't it, Peter? And so, but there's something else, though, that I think is becoming an increasingly big part of the definition of value, Peter. And that's when I put an S on that word. And I talk about values. What do you think about that?
I think that value-based starts when you're based from values. So I think you're absolutely in the right thing. From my point of view, what each of us stands for at our core is what drives us to be in the service of our business, whether we're selling tires or books, whether we're selling food or flowers. It's going to be the same thing. We drive ourselves every morning as we get up, as we get to work, as we deal with our first employees and customers. We either drive ourselves by what the world is giving us, mm-hmm. or by what we're giving the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer the latter, and I think our customers do as well.
And there was a time when people were reticent to put out there the way they give back to the community, whether it be for charities or whatever. There was a time when people would have they thought that was bragging. And you can still do it that way, and you can still do it in a way that it is bragging. But I do believe that more and more people are anxious to find out what kind of values your company has, and that in done in the right way, that kind of activity, I think, is not only the right thing to do, and you should be doing it, but I think it's okay to not to brag about it, but to let the world know that these are things that you care about. What do you think, Peter?
You're right. Now, let's blend these two things together for a second. What people do is they buy from people. If they wanted to buy from corporations, we'd all just buy from phones. And we mm-hmm. do buy some stuff off our phones, but the vast majority of sales, small and large business, comes on brick and mortar or person to person. It does not come off of the phone. So people buy from people. When they buy from people, they want to buy from people who they think, hear them, and listen to them. The value is both in what I stand for and I'm willing to talk about, and in my willingness to listen to your values as well and try to adapt my offering to match your values at this time. When I do that, then I can say to you, okay, are you happy with what you're getting? Is it worth this much money? And I can charge a very reasonable price, reasonable to both of us, with a high margin.
Well, I'll tell you something else, and this is not for nothing that we have to talk about this. There's a generation of customers coming along who place a high value on values. They place a high value on corporate culture and corporate benevolence, that kind of thing. The Gen Ys, I mean, this is a big part of the way they think about their life. and which includes their work and the people they do business with. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you, and I think also that knowing how you handle your family so very, very well, you have extended that from your youth into these years. You're even more like that now. All of us as mature adults are more like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It will never hurt our business to treat people as value-oriented.
Absolutely.
Never.
No question. Peter, what a great visit. Two in a row.
Thank
now
you.
on value pricing. Folks, this is what I mean when I talk about getting a little more sophisticated in the way you approach your customers, not just nuts and bolts, not just dollars and cents, but the way you think about these things. Nobody can help us with this better than Peter Meyer. Peter, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
And that's Meyer Group, MeyerGRP.com is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.